The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. And good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let us welcome you to 20 Does.
20 Does, or 20 Doesn't.
20 Does, 20 Do this year. What do you guys feel about 20 Does? Because I feel like it's going to be real super hyphy.
I'm thinking that in the future, people will refer to this year as the Dirty Dozen.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to refer to it as the My Brother and Me year. Can we do that?
The year of My Brother and Me?
Yeah, my bim bam year.
I have resolved myself to making 20 Does the year that I just get it.
Yeah?
I just want to get it this year.
A lot of times I see you, Griffin, and I'm like, he is going at it full bore, but I'm not sure he's getting it.
Yeah, when is that fool just gonna steal his nerves and ready himself and just get it?
Seems like we're like always so close to getting that brass ring, mm-hmm. You know, that 20 Does, I think, is the year where we grab it just by its big round body and say, hello, ring,
you're mine now. I got you.
We got you this time.
We got you this time in 20 Does.
This is My Brother and Me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
And let's for the new listeners in 20 Does, maybe we can explain what we do. What is it we does on this show?
We get it.
We get it? Every time.
You give us your questions and you say, guys, I'm not getting it. I'm not going full bore. And we say, listen, amp it. First you amp it and then you get it.
You got to fire on all eight cylinders all the time.
All eight.
You got to punch the sky.
Punch the sky.
No, we take questions that people send in, and we answer them to the best of our ability, which usually isn't pretty good. And also, we do the same thing to people in the Yahoo Answers service who did not send in their questions, but we still give them the full consideration of our heart of hearts. And then sometimes
we do a Mad Lib.
Sometimes Travis does a Mad Lib. You won't hear that on this episode because it's the new year, and we're all far too hungover to put up with that.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, for example, the level of comedy you're going to get when Griffin said far too hungover, I heard fart toot hungover.
Okay.
So that's about
solid gold.
Solid gold. Brass ring.
Did you guys take 2000 in heaven out with a bang last night? And by a bang, I mean drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I consume beverages.
And hey, this is to like everybody on TV. Can I go through a year? Is it possible? Is it legal to ring in a new year without the Black Eyed Peas there?
Mm-mm.
Like, are they building the ball and making it drop like the beat? Because I have to assume
one of their parents is financing the whole thing, and that's how they get to keep playing.
Has to be. Like, they sponsored all of 2012. It's like their year.
Yeah.
It's like, it seems like you can't do anything without one of those guys sneaking in.
Yeah. They officiated my wedding.
Yeah.
Against your will.
Against my will. I didn't want to. But, God, once they make the beat drop.
Yeah.
Let the beat drop.
Then the bottom falls out. I didn't have a say in the matter anymore.
Yeah.
And you were like, I thought I was supposed to be a different priest. And they were like, this is mega switch up.
Yeah.
Last night, there was...
Is that a Black Eyed Peas lyric?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mega switch up. Last night, Will I Am did a solo number, and he was introduced by Fergie, and she didn't make reference to the fact that she knows him fairly well, being in the Black Eyed Peas and all. It was like she just said, "Now this is new up, so Will I Am, check him out."
My former cohort,
My former cohort before the debt, like the
known associate, Will I Am.
We were employed together by the beat.
Now, a man I know from a Dr. Pepper commercial we did together, it's Will I Am.
Mm-hmm.
But enough advising Fergie. She stopped listening after the first time we did a fun drive. So she's a fair weather fan at best. Let's move on to the real stalwarts. Guys, I just got a haircut and I hate it. At the barbershop, I took off my glasses for the haircut, and when it was over, I couldn't see how it looked. I just assumed it was fine. Then when I got home, I looked in the mirror and noticed that it was horrible. Is it okay to go back to the barbershop and demand a redo? How can I make it as unawkward as possible? That's from Campion 10. Campion, I don't think you know how hair works.
Yeah.
Yeah. You really don't get a mulligan. You just get a mullet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you. It doesn't, like, you're not a Play-Doh man.
Yeah,
I'm confused by the concept that, like, so I get I have to take my glasses off too when I get a haircut. Everyone with glasses does. Did you fail to put them on before you got home?
Yeah,
like
crash, bad haircut.
Is it possible that it actually looks pretty dope and you're just not used to it?
Yeah. Hey, let me see. Let me take a look.
No,
hold your haircut up to your iPod. Yeah, looks good.
The trick. Do you guys want to know the trick to always getting a good haircut?
What's that?
Well, I know this. People, stylists die for this kind of info. So I can't believe I'm giving it out for free. What you have to do is get a haircut from somebody who you think is attractive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're not going to cut. They know what looks good. Obviously, look at how attractive they are.
Mm-hmm. Right,
they want to shape other people into other good-looking people, so there's more people at the sex parties.
Uh-huh. Right,
that they want to make invited to if they're ugly.
Right,
I'm saying no pretty is going to make you into an uggo,
unless they're hoarding it.
Oh,
unless they're doing it on purpose to make themselves look better.
That's why you got to go to the opposite sex. If you go to someone of the same sex, they don't want the competition for the pack.
Yeah,
and they might give you like a tonsure up there, or they might just slit your throat.
Yeah,
yeah,
bake you into pies.
The Barbasol erases fingerprints, so they would never be caught.
Yeah, I mean, they're sitting in a chair that's surrounded with pictures of your kids.
So that there are clues. I'm not saying there aren't clues.
Yeah.
Before you return to the barber and ask for a redo, did you save your receipt? Because is that your receipt? You don't get that redo.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
He has to present documentation, huh?
Yeah, otherwise you roll up and the barber's like, I don't even remember you. You just have an ugly haircut now. Get out.
I would never cut that hair that way. If it's a bad haircut, I think you need to go. I don't think there's an unawkward way of doing it. I think you need to go to somebody else and say, hey, what can you do for me? Because obviously you don't like their haircut style.
Yeah.
You don't like how they're doing it. Go to someplace else. Get a new.
You know, I've actually done this before. I've actually gone back to a place and been like, hey, this is kind of weak. And it was like the sides of my hair were uneven or something. They'd cut one side shorter than the other. It was real bad. And I rolled back up to the place and I was like, hey, fix it.
Yeah. Can you? I mean, that's just shoddy workmanship. That's not even a style question. Unless that's a hip style now. Is the R. Kelly long on one side, short on the other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Nine-tenths of good cutsmanship is preparation. I think you got to go. You got to find the right person. If you go to a barbershop, I have this a lot in Austin, is I'll go to a barbershop, and it'll be one of those rando situations, like a upscale Fantastic Sam's, where I, you know, sit down, and who knows who I get this time. And sometimes it's an attractive woman. And sometimes it's a man, and half of his hair is bleach blonde, and the other half is bright pink. And he's like, let's do this. And I'm like, I don't think I want to do this. I don't know what's going to happen up there if this happens.
I want to hold out for a new.
I'm going to hold out. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to finish my shiner. And I'm going to read the paper.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you get a good haircut once ever, never, you can't move. You can't go hold on to that person. They're the most valuable person to you in your whole life because they know how to cut it the way you like it. I have
for a while. I was driving back to my girl Mo back in Huntington.
Mo did me up right.
Yeah,
my man Sonny, up at the Master Cuts, up at the Huntington Mall, just next to Tilt, the arcade. Mm-hmm. He will take care of you. Tell him Justin sent you, because he remembers my name. Well, he calls me Buddy, but I know he knows my name, I bet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He always just calls me Buddy.
Why don't you buzz it?
Ooh.
Buzz it down.
Self-medication there, huh?
I've been actually thinking about... It's ridiculous. I go to a barber and I pay them $13 to buzz my hair with a size 6 guard. Like, I think I could probably do that myself.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed that you know the size guard that you
get. I have to, Travis, when I go in. If I don't... What if they use a size 4 guard? And then it's
Well, see, that's what's weird. I walk in and they say, what size? And I'm like, I honestly couldn't tell you. And they're like, you know, we'll start with like a 3 or something. And then it's always too short.
Mm.
Always too short.
Learn your number, folks.
Life is so hard.
Yeah.
Here's what I do. Haircutters love this. Just clean it up a little bit. And then just keep telling them that. Like, no, not quite clean enough. And that way you can ease them into it. And then when it works, yeah, but take be a careful because
you're gonna sound like you have like OCD or something.
You're the one who has to live with the haircut,
yeah,
for 6 months or 8 months or maybe even like 12 months.
I need you to make it cleaner on the sides, by which I mean shave my basketball number into those.
They call me Clean Sweep.
Will you please take up one sideburn, but just the one.
Can you put those fun lines in the side?
Mm-hmm.
I have a
race car up there, please.
I have a job interview in the new year for a position I'm totally underqualified for. It'd give me a great salary. It's pretty much my dream job, and it would allow me to move to London. How can I fool my interviewers into thinking their company will go into administration unless I'm on board? That's from Skeptical in Scotland. For those that don't know, going into administration is like going bankrupt here.
Ah, okay.
Here?
In the US of A.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I meant? On this show?
Well, here, my brother and me.
You made it sound like we were in the UK.
Oh, okay.
If wishing made it so.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get over there, UK. You just hold out. Start sending us money now. Why wouldn't you qualify yourself for your dream job? What are you doing? Why is the one thing you want to do more than anything on earth the one thing you're not qualified to do?
What have you been preparing to do?
Yeah, what have you been preparing for? Like, did something else fall through? Like,
I dream of being a ballerina, so I've trained to be a lumberjack.
And I just hope it works out.
Maybe just don't tell them you're underqualified.
Yeah, oh, I mean, yes, Travis, I think that goes without saying, is don't give me this job because I'd be bad at it.
No, but I'm saying, like, I don't know what special prep you would have to do because they, like, can't read your mind. They're not going to give you an on-the-spot test.
My name is Dylan, and I'm from Scotland, and I'm unqualified for this position.
Yeah.
I suck at this.
I don't know where I am. This is my dream, sir. You've made this come true.
Maybe you could play that aspect and be like, listen, straight up, I have no idea the fuck what I'm doing. But think of how educational this experience
will be. I am a lump of clay.
Think about how I will learn from this. I will better my... Oh, no? Oh. Okay.
You're standing up. Is that it? Okay, I should go? Okay.
So I should just... Okay. Here's the thing. In this day and age, people change jobs. Millennials. No one is tied to any one position anymore, which makes it creating past work experience just the easiest thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pick a friend, write down their cell phone number, say they were the manager at the now defunct, etc., and then have the manager call them. Your friend will say whatever you tell them to.
You know, yeah. have the manager call us. We'll say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll lie. I'll put
for
a message.
$5, I'll tell them you were president.
Can you stretch your job titles at your jobs? Because definitely nobody's going to check that. Like, instead of being a cashier at Taco Bell, say you were like a taco coordinator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was a sort of a gordita middleman.
I guess you could say I was.
I think what you're looking for is chalupa artisan.
I was a nacho cheese engineer. That part is true.
Is it possible that it's not like they're underqualified, like they don't have the years of experience, but they're underqualified, like it's a job as like an engineer or like as a surgeon, and they just don't have any knowledge of these things. Well, I fucking hope it's
not a surgeon.
Yeah, I would hope so too.
I don't think the people who listen to our show are clinically unstable, which seems to be the picture that you're painting.
Now, come in here, Dylan. What prepares you to be a marine biologist? Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I like fish and I'm scared of water. Let's get this done.
Let's learn some shit about otters.
I got an underwater microscope. Come on. Science. Science. Where's a whale?
Where's a whale at?
Which one's a shark again? Okay, yeah. That's right.
I want to put my microscope on a shark.
I'm going to call in that big fish like Jonah did. Remember?
I'm going to learn about his inside parts.
By the way, I only believe in science that's in the Bible. Let's do this. I'm unqualified.
The Bible and Pinocchio.
This is my dream.
This is my dream, sir.
This is my dream job. I fucking hate fish. Ah, I hate this. Let's do it.
Ah. Come on, you slimy bitches.
Look at him flop around on the table. This is crazy.
Now, somebody get me a science knife. I'm going to go to town on this fish.
Give me a science knife. I got to cut this whale open.
Tell you what, I'm not qualified for this job, but I'm going to dissect this octopus right in front of you. Watch. You watch. You watch.
I'm going to cut off some squid legs, put it on this octopus, make the ultimate tentacle monster animal. Is this Is this science yet? Did we do it?
I want to do some science. Drop me in this tank. I'm going to tie this octopus's legs together like Popeye. Come on.
I'm going to do some science. Drop me a beat.
Drop me a beat.
Drop me a beat. I'll write something like Bill Nye, science guy, like a science song. Marine biologists, you didn't know your job was that funny. But that's exactly the kind of insight you can expect every week in 20 Does. Here on My Brother and Me.
You want a Yahoo?
Yes, yeah. Please.
First Yahoo at 20 Does.
20 Does. Let's make it count. This one was sent in by T-Money. Thank you, T-Money.
You're welcome.
It's by Yahoo Answers user Chi, who asks, is there a charity where I can donate to walruses? I really love walruses, and I would like to donate to them. Is there one you could think of? Thank you for your help, everyone. Happy New Year.
Like, directly to the walrus?
That's what it sounds like, isn't it?
He wants to get right at him. He doesn't want it to get hung up in, like, overhead.
Yeah. Where can I take my walrus sweaters?
I want this. I don't want this overhead. I want it under tusk. I want it in their mouth.
I think the most direct option is obviously go to the Arctic Circle and fucking just make it rain.
Make it rain fish.
Just, like, stick some hundos to their blubbery, wrinkly, gray skin.
A lot of people don't know what walruses need now. What do they need? Like, after the terrible earthquakes in Haiti, a lot of people were like, send money, send dollars, just send them some cash. Mm-hmm. But then they didn't realize they have different money in Haiti, so they couldn't do anything with it.
They used
those dollar bills to make compresses and food. They didn't know what to do with it.
You know, I actually read about this. You know what walruses need more than anything?
What's that?
Counseling.
Yeah.
Really? Are they?
Yeah, they just need to talk.
They just need to talk.
They are the ugliest thing on the earth, I think.
You know, it's that kind of mentality that are giving these walruses issues.
That's kind of cruel of God, isn't it, though? And he's like, let's put sharp stuff on their face, let's make them fat, and then also let's throw a mustache on them.
Let's make them really, really sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people know that. They are the most emotionally sensitive animals.
Now, they don't seem awful enough, so let's make them eat seals, which is nature's most beautiful animal.
Yeah, and make them look like ugly seals, so like the parallelism is lost on no one. It's going to
be really great.
Can you imagine when you're a walrus? Like, at first, you think, well, this sucks, but at least everybody else is in the same boat as me. And then the first time you see, like, a beautiful water pelican. Deer. Just a water deer skippering
across. Look at that beautiful water stag.
Like, oh, you have four legs instead of one stupid leg.
Oh, you
with
have a
pan.
Oh, you don't bark like an idiot. Okay, great.
Cute little bushy tail. That's great. Hey, where's your mustache? Don't have one.
Oh, you don't have one.
Don't have one.
Can we get these walruses some like mustache trimmers?
I don't think they want that. That's a sign of. Everybody knows the walrus's facial hair is a sign of their masculinity.
Okay, what about mustache wax? Let's turn that into handlebars.
Yeah, now see that would some preening. I bet they love that. That would help them to feel not so bad about themselves.
Walruses do love irony.
Mm-hmm.
If we could wrap some tight denim around their chubby, chunky tails.
Can we get some walrus skinny jeans, please?
Thank God knows they could use it.
I was into krill long, long before it was popular.
Hey, did you guys get the new Krillex? Krillex.
God damn.
Yeah, he's always good for a laugh.
He sure not. Is.
Well, at least for me he is. Hey, brothers, I was wondering what you thought about dating girls who have a much different personality and lifestyle from your own. I have this friend, and I was thinking about asking her out sometime soon, but the more I just hang out with her, I see that her lifestyle is very different from my own. She's the kind of girl who would go out to a party at night. Well, I would rather spend a night relaxing in my dorm room. And now, I just question whether having a different lifestyle should stop me from asking her out at all. That's from Asking in Alaska.
No, it shouldn't stop you. Next!
I mean, it could be exciting, right? That's love.
That's,
what's with the heart wants? I mean, not a lot that can be done about that. Although, I mean, will it force you? You have to realize that in a sense, this could be very good for you, right? Like I think it's good to have that balance in a relationship.
Absolutely.
Where one person wants to do this, another person wants to do another thing, and you find a happy medium. Now there might be some friction as as a result. But I think it's better for yourself in the long run. It's better for your day to day. Just be prepared to. You're gonna have to be prepared to be flexible about it. You're gonna have to be prepared to, you know,
to give a little.
Exactly.
I would say the only concern I would have about it is if her behavior is in any way self-destructive. Like, you know, if by partying mean, like, she's going out and just, you know, doing a bunch of drugs and destroying herself, then I could see where that would be a problem. But if she just likes to have a good time and hang out with her friends and is a social person, then maybe, you know, when you're in that relationship, maybe there's a balance where you go out more often than you normally would and she stays home with you more often than she normally would and you find a good balance and kind of, you know, are good for each other.
Guys, what we're dealing with here is a classic along came Polly scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Classic Polly.
What you got to do is you got to just let yourself live, let yourself love, let yourself
And laugh. Then eat some sidewalk nuts.
Don't eat spicy Indian food at a party and then have diarrhea.
And wipe your butt with a ferret, if I remember correctly.
Oh, is that really? God.
Can you stop dropping like specific references to this movie like you just watched it this week? It really creeps me out when you do that.
So you don't want me to talk about like you gotta watch out for when you go on your honeymoon and then your wife sleeps with the scuba instructor as played by Hank Azaria?
No, I don't want to know about any more Along Came Polly related things.
Travis, when you go see your best friend Philip Seymour Hoffman in Jesus Christ Superstar at a community theater?
This is a new year, it's a new slate. And you are muddying that slate with your shit, with your human feces, which is Along Came Polly.
Yeah, but to be fair, that movie did introduce me to the word shart. So,
good.
Well, as it introduced America, sir.
Sir. And all our lives are richer for it. I would never take that away from Philip Seymour Hoffman. But
you know, you guys can give me shit all you want to, but I'm just preparing to be qualified for my dream job as Along Came Polly historian.
Okay.
That is my dream job too. However, I am woefully unqualified for it.
It's my dream job, sir.
Have you seen that super meta movie One Night at the Along Came Polly Museum? It's great. It's about Ben Stiller working in a museum for Along Came Polly, and then all the characters come to life.
And he is still very, very sad.
Could not keep my Stiller straight.
The role of the Ben Stiller mannequin when he comes to life is played by Hank Azaria. It gets very confusing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Owen Wilson, I bet, is in there somewhere, too.
You know he's in the mix.
Maybe playing Luke Wilson, just to further muddy that.
Weird.
Just try it. What's the worst that's going to happen?
Listen, it's 20 does. I'm going to give this blanket advice out to everybody who's under the thrall of my voice right now. It's 20 does. Get it. If you have a question about, should I? The answer is get it.
Yes.
Get it. Just get it. And maybe it'll work out. Maybe it won't, but you won't know until you get it.
Yes. No regrets in 20 does. Just say yes.
Just say yes and get it.
Just go on a rampage.
We're going to go get high and then go to the bowling alley. Are you in? Yes.
Get it.
Yeah, I am. I want to do high bowling.
I want to get strikes.
I want to get striked up. Let's go get striked up and let's go bowl together. Do you want to go to a funeral with me? I would rather not, but I will.
But I will.
He does.
Because I'm opening myself up to new experiences, even if they're depressing in some way.
We'll huff some smelling salts. We'll rave. And we'll get it at the funeral.
We'll see.
That's what your grandma would want.
That's what she would want, is for us to rave and get nuts. 20 does, guys. I'm done equivocating with people. I'm done.
So that's the slogan. 20 does. Rave at a funeral.
Rave at a 20. Yes. We're going to rave into the great good night that will come to claim us all in late December. But until then, everybody, let's just give it a shot. Can we?
I am going to stave off Quetzalcoatl with two glow sticks on the top of a fucking mountain, just blasting Skrillex. Just like, come get it!
Ready for you.
Not this day.
If you're going to eat me, you're going to have to eat my stupid Cat in the Hat hat, too. Asshole.
Enjoy this adult-sized pacifier, you bitch.
Let's make Quetzalcoatl our bitch this year and just say yes. Do I want to ask her out? Yeah, sure. She broke my heart. Ask again. Ask someone different. Ask that same person, but in a different way.
Ask her out using a Quetzalcoatl line. Like, listen, time is limited here. We need to get moving.
Can I ask you a Quetzalcoatl?
Oh, shit.
Hey, Griffin.
Yeah.
Before Quetzalcoatl comes, I need to build a bomb shelter, and the only way I can do that is with money. And the only way I know how to make money is with the money zone. This week on the Money Zone, we are being driven there, first off, by our dear friends Vincent and Paul Goldberg.
Goldberg?
Goldberg, the goalie. No, Goldberg is getting butt-cheek friendship tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know what it was going to be, and this is a Christmas present for Paul Goldberg, which is, everybody knows, are the perfect thing for Paul Goldberg. They want to know what they should get on their butts, on their bottoms.
Well, a tattoo that just says butt.
No, that's not very good.
Can the tattoo be butt colored?
Uh-huh.
So a
butt colored tattoo?
So that nobody is going to see it.
I have always wanted to get a tattoo of Hervé Villachez, and he's rolling up his sleeve, and on his arm is a tattoo of the band Tattoo.
Uh-huh.
So if you guys wanted to get...
so many layers to that.
I know, right? If you guys wanted to get that tattoo of Tattoo with the tattoo of Tattoo, that would be, I think, ideal. There's probably another level of abstraction you could get there, but I don't know what it would
be. Can I get a... What about a tattoo of Bob Seger with a tattoo of me?
Now, why would Bob Seger get a tattoo of you, Griffin?
Well, he wouldn't, but in this fictional universe that I've painted on my body forever.
What about a tattoo of Bob Seger except with my head? So it's Bob Seger's body.
Okay, but it would have to say, like, under it, this is Bob Seger.
Only he has to wear a t-shirt that just says Bob Seger.
Okay.
Nobody could tell Bob Seger just by his body, or at least, more specifically, nobody who's going to see my butt could tell Bob Seger just from his body. So, guys, I hope that helps you, and I hope that that's enough of a inspiration that you can find something that really works for your personal butt. Also, taking us to the Money Zone this week, our friends, our dear friends, Topotico, Topotaco, Tupitiku. It's Quetzalcoatl. It's Topotico.com. TOPATOCO.com. You buy stuff there, and you're going to be supporting independent artists. You're going to be supporting people like our friend Corey Schmitz, our friend Justin Russo. There's all kinds of great artists on there who are making Skrilla off of your purchases. They are the world's largest collection of quality merchandise from the internet's very best artists and musicians, and of course, like us, podcasters. You can go to Topotico.com to buy things there, or you can go to MaxFunStore.com, and you're gonna find some really unique items there. You're gonna find things you won't find anywhere else. You want a Peepum's Nasty Gum shirt?
They can do. Got it. They can make that dream a reality for you.
Do you want them to draw a really crazy picture of a rhinoceros? They might do that too on your receipt. Mm-hmm. They're crazy over there. They once drew a picture of a really disturbing picture of Lisa Loeb's glasses on somebody's package once. It was all very upsetting, but they're the best people in the world and we love them very much. So
here's a shitty song for them.
So here's a shitty jingle for them.
I don't have anything. What you want on your Topa Taco? Do you want cheese and sour cream? You can't do that, it's not a taco, it's a website, and they sell t-shirts for free. No, they're not free, they cost actual money, but that money goes to us.
So go to topatoco.com, TOPATOCO.com, and buy stuff. Specifically, Maximum Fun gear.
So we
but
can
don't buy.
I want that Maximum Funds.
Don't buy anything that says stop podcasting yourself or Judge John Hodge or any of those other guys. Jordan Jesse Go, forget Jordan Jesse. No, I say. Mm-hmm. Just buy our stuff and give us your money.
My brother in Glee. It's what you'll have in your heart when you buy it.
In fact, what you should do is you should pay him extra money to not send you the other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's $10 to not send me a Jordan Jesse Go shirt.
God, I love money.
I love it too. But do actually buy their stuff too, because we love it.
Yeah, their stuff is fine. But hey, first, buy our stuff.
Don't use up all your money.
We need it.
You should buy our stuff and then buy their stuff to keep our stuff in.
How about
it's the t-shirt I bought for my t-shirt
to keep it warm.
Hello there, my name's Graham Clark.
And I'm Dave Shumka.
And together we host a podcast called Stop Podcasting Yourself.
This is a file that you download from the internet and then you listen to it in your pod.
What's that about, you ask? Well, who are you to ask? Who do you think you are?
Yeah, get lost, bozo. We're a couple of stand-up comedians in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and every week we bring a guest on the show. Sometimes they're Canadian, sometimes they're not, sometimes they're a ghost.
It's like you're sitting in on a friend afternoon chat.
Plus, we're Canadian, so you get a tax break. You can find us on iTunes or online at MaximumFun.org.
Huh? Ooh.
Spell.
You guys want a Yahoo?
Yeah.
This one was sent in by Lisa Holofield. Thank you, Lisa. It's by Yahoo Answers user Crash Foo, who asks, what is a good team name for a softball team sponsored by a male performance enhancement clinic? True story, I was thinking 10 bats and 20 balls, but that's a load to put on a shirt. Help.
Big swingers.
Well, that I guess that has a certain charm, certain appeal.
Bat boys.
So you're just sticking with a bat looks like a penis.
Yeah, that's bonus.
A, okay, I got you.
Okay, well, that one was not very good. That one,
can it be like a traditional team, like the Levitra Lions? Is Levitra
the Boner Tigers?
Okay,
Travis, I don't think you're very good at this.
Cox, and it's like penis and a rooster. No, that one needs to be workshopped a little bit more.
Let's start over.
No, let's think about this because there's a lot of questions you have to answer first.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What do you think about Not So Shortstop?
Ooh! That's good.
That's not bad, right? That's adds something there.
Do you think
Humpire?
Humpire?
Humpire? No. Mm-hmm.
That's not bad. Do you think that anybody...
RBI runs Bonard in.
Okay. I'm more confused by the mechanics of the team. I want to know if anybody on the team is physically capable of diving into a plate without... I think they're going to land right on the boner, is what I think. And I think that that's going to put some friction on the ground. I think it's going to keep them from reaching their destination. And also break their penis in half.
It'll at least break the bone. Look at a fracture. A hairline
definitely fracture that PP bone.
I think it would be... This would be the team that you would probably dread playing against.
Well, yeah.
Because they got that self-satisfied look on their faces.
Mm-hmm.
They're so, and you can't bring your themselves. Children.
Yeah. Concession stands hate it because nobody wants to buy a corn dog and watch the team. Uh-huh. Can any local business have a baseball team? Because if so, that seems... That seems kind of fucked up. Like, can funeral homes be like, hey, we're the dead people team? And can sex candy... toy stores be like, you know, sex, you know, candy toy stores.
At least it would make Lion's Den. That would be very easy to pick a mascot.
Yeah, and the Pleasure Chest Pirates.
Right, exactly.
I'm willing to bet that when you are an amateur softball team, beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah,
I doubt very much that there's much wiggle room there as far as who you allow to sponsor your team and who you don't.
What about wiggle room?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a shortage of wiggle room all around.
Can we give back to our community and start our own softball team?
Ooh. My brother, and me boners.
Well,
can we actually look into how much it would be, how much it would cost to sponsor a softball team in someone's area?
200.
Tops, right?
Tops 200.
Yeah. Like, so well worth it.
I mean, how much does a bat cost? They only need the one bat. That's like $10.
$10 for the bat. If your local softball team would like us to sponsor them, please email us.
No kidding. Brother. We have I don't want to toot our horns, but we have a grip of listeners. Certainly we can find 10 people who are
baseball. You'd be the Bim Bambinos?
Oh my God.
That's a fucking awesome name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be good. It would be really good. But I would want to go with something like my brother and me, like home run.
Murderers.
Yeah.
The murderers. The molesters. Well, I don't want to play.
Okay, so we'll sponsor your team, but in exchange, you have to have like the most embarrassing name.
I think that no matter what you gonna call your team, people are not going to. They're not going to like you because of the connotations of your sponsor. That's all they're going to be able to think about. They're not going to. Maybe that would be good as a smokescreen, though. They're giggling up their sleeve about how you're like the Viagra Vagabonds or something, and meanwhile you're getting all the touchdowns.
Yeah,
I think that you just hit on a great name, Justin, and you could be the Viagra Gigglers.
Mm. What about Hard Dicks?
Uh huh.
Go on.
That's it.
Okay.
What about
all right? Well. That's a pretty good starting point.
What about erections with a Z?
New erections.
Second chance erections.
I feel like baseball doesn't have enough sexual innuendo goofing possibilities. Like, I feel like if this was basketball, we would already have like 100 to 125 different names.
You think basketball is a sexier sport than baseball?
No, I just think that baseball, because they've got like the bats and balls, it's so, as far as like penis jokes goes, it's like it's making the joke already. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's already so clear. You have to go real deep cut to find anything worthwhile.
I think like,
all been to a baseball arena and seen a guy with a baseball bat duct tape to his crotch, like, oh, I've got a big wooden penis. Like,
yeah.
We've all seen that.
We got it. That could be their
mascot. We've all seen that in our dreams.
That could be their mascot, though. Dick bats.
That's inappropriate.
Can that be the name? The Dick bats?
Dick bats, I did really love his talk show back in the late 60s. Mm-hmm. The Dick bats variety hour.
He goes by Richard Bats now.
He was sort of like a more ethnic Lawrence Welk. but I really liked it. Did we have a single good joke in that entire
it was pretty question? Good. Remember when we said dick bats?
I don't think that was funny. Hey, everybody at home, this is the My Brother Over There. This is where you get to make your own gag. Just write in. Say, hey, I came with a better gag than you guys did. But you got to make sure to drink a lot the night before, or else you're cheating.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I have a brother. He lives in another town, so I keep in touch with him mostly through phone conversations. The problem is, sometimes he'll decide to use the bathroom in the middle of our conversation. He doesn't think it's a big deal, but it grosses me out. I told him that I would stop speaking to him if he continues to do it, but he's threatened to simply continue doing it without telling me. You can't give your brother an opening like that. Please tell my brother to stop making his bathrooms while we are making conversation. That's from Euphemistic and Eugene. You can't tell your brother that you don't like something, especially something that he can continue to do to you. How bad are you at brothers?
Why? You shouldn't be able to have a conversation with anyone except your lover, in which you can have a conversation with them and also be able to see and touch your penis. That's just my ground rule. That's my base level for conversation skills. Is if you can see and touch your penis,
you shouldn't be talking.
You shouldn't be talking to anyone.
That's a good rule.
Yeah, it's a pretty good rule, Travis. It's like the best rule that there is.
If you can see and touch your penis, see and or see and or.
I can't imagine I guess you can always touch your penis.
Trust me. As numerous suspensions in grade school will attest, you can always touch your penis.
He is your constant companion.
I can't imagine actually a scenario where you can see your penis but not touch it.
I can only think some kind of like bound and gagged situation.
It's right there. Please.
Why are you in that glass cage?
Unless you're Pikachu, I guess. In which case, what if you get
stuck in like a glass floor?
Sorry, what were you saying, Travis?
Stuck in a glass floor. Like so your top half is above the glass and your bottom half is below the glass. Like if you're in a big glass castle. Just think about it, guys. It makes complete sense.
It's so fucking dumb, though.
That's a dumb thing. I said this funny thing about Pikachu, and then you're like, how about a word for it, everybody? I got one for you. Remember when I said that thing about Pikachu?
Mm-hmm. I love that you said Pikachu, not like a T-Rex, which I think more people would understand the arm-to-body ratio of. Pikachu's got wicked short arms, everybody.
Wait a minute. Travis is inventing a scenario with half-body glass cages.
Hey, you leave me out of this.
No, you're a key member in this farce.
You're deep in it. There's no extraction from here.
What are you and your brother talking about that he can't take like a 5-minute break from the phone convo?
Yeah, it can't be that important.
That's where you say, hey, I'll call you right back. I got a deuce.
Maybe when you call him, you say like, hi, I wanted to catch up, but I wanted to know if you were going to have to duty in the next 15 minutes or so.
What's your bowel situation currently? When did you last evacuate?
Tell your brother to do it right at last, because by 2015, I think every call will be a video call, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we'll all have moved on to that tech.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be able to sneak one in on you anymore.
Well, it doesn't sound like he's sneaking it. It sounds like he's proud of it.
Unless.
Yeah, it sounds like he's reveling.
What if he decorates the wall behind his toilet to look like some sort of cafe?
Oh, so you're saying like in Pee-wee's Playhouse when he pulls down the screen behind him?
Yes. He pulls it down, and then you FaceTime with him, and then you think, oh, he's at a Trinity Bistro. But really, he's dropping trowel, getting it done, getting it.
I think that if you make a one, that's okay on the phone. I think
onesie's more upsetting.
Yeah, because you can hear a onesie.
There's also the chance that he drops you in the toilet.
Mm-hmm. And then you're in his pee. Guess what? Your brother peed on you. Oops. Whoops.
Oops, you have to kill yourself now. You're a dead man.
Now you're dead.
Dead man walking.
Hey, brother. Stop doing this.
Sorry.
No, not you. The email.
Me? Is it me?
I am happy to tell you guys that I have never made a bowel movement while I've been on the phone with you.
Good.
While I have been podcasting with you, that is a different story altogether. But as far as phone calls, direct one-to-one, telephonic conversation, no. No bathrooms.
So you've bathroomed while on the phone with the world, mm-hmm. but not individually with us.
Justin has made millions of people watch him as he uses the bathroom.
Well, Griffin, otherwise I can't finish.
Okay.
So
finish using the bathroom, I hope you mean, and not the other.
Christ, I hope so. Hey, I recently introduced a friend of mine to your podcast. He loves it, but he's recently given me cause to question his taste. He has raised the subject of wanting to buy what he calls feety pajamas, the one-piece sleepwear of children and crazy old men. I, a girl, find this to be terrible, and I'm hoping you guys can set him right, and that's from Concern in Canada.
He should get it.
Get it.
It's 20 does.
Get it. Does it have rubber soles? Are there rubber soles in the fuzzy slippers on the bottom?
I just want to throw this out because as I was listening to the question, I had the best image pop in my head, and it's of this dude in feety pajamas just raging drunk.
Does he have a big beard? Because in mine, he has a big beard.
Yeah, big beard.
In mine, he's in a half glass case in the top of his body, and he can't adjust his feety pajamas.
Oh, feety pajamas. That's a perfect example of when you can neither see nor touch your penis.
Okay.
Are you supposed to get in?
That's fair.
Does it have a
lip? What if it's a forever lazy and then there's the zipper in the front?
Is there a flap in the back for his fanny to hang out of?
Oh, that'd be adorable.
Look at his little fanny. He's going to get a suntan.
Look at his fanny.
So he's got a big old beard and the flap is open and he's raging drunk.
And he's got a cute little fanny, except he's 36 years old.
And he's got a tattoo of Hervé Villechaize on his butt.
I think if I could pull it off, I'm not sure I could pull it off. I think it might make me a little claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Because I like my feet to be out there. Like, I want them, sometimes they want to go off on their own. They want to get out from under the blanket or peel off a sock or what have you. But I think if I could really commit to the look, I think it could be super cozy. Super cozy.
I wonder what, it seems like such a specific time that that would be appropriate, and that is when you are alone forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like you could wear that to anything. Like, if you had friends or family with you, you can't wear that.
But you shouldn't be in your PJs with friends and family around anyway. Like, you shouldn't be changing into those.
Yeah, but if you're having, like, a lazy Sunday afternoon with a lover,
mm-hmm.
and right. you're yes. curled up on the couch and you're watching Netflix.
You just finished a session of lovemaking in the afternoon.
You just finished making love, and she's wearing some cute... Literally anything other than one-piece feety pajamas. Uh-huh. And you roll up there in your one-piece feety pajamas. The jig is up.
Unless you turn it around backwards and the flap's on the front and your dick's hanging out.
That's a worse look than the look that it could possibly be.
That's a power move, though. That is. She will know who is dominant in that relationship, and it is her.
And then all you...
Can that be the official uniform of the boner softball team?
Yes, it can.
Backwards my brother, and me. Check it out.
Works. I think there's so many other sleepwear alternatives that are more comfortable. Because feety pajamas are just like a big fucking full body textile prison.
Yeah.
You can't get out of it.
All
of
what it is it's like a bathroom booby trap.
All your smells get trapped in there and they come out your neck. And you know what's right above your neck?
It's
your nose. That's not going to be good for you.
What about a big shirt? Would you guys wear a nightshirt?
Yeah. I'd wear like an Ebenezer Scrooge style nightshirt every day of my life.
Right? With that little bent over hat? Why are you wearing a hat to bed, Ebenezer Scrooge? I'm in a pickle. My boss at my current job has a crush on me. This works out pretty well, generally. And she is fun to talk to, but, office ethics aside, I'm not attracted to her. I'm worried if I'm too forward in shooting her down, it may make working under her more complicated. What would a McElroy do in my shoes? Thanks from Dave in accounting.
Get it.
Get
it. Just get it. Get the brass ring. Full bore. Why don't you just say, I love you. Just tell her.
I love you, but I'm not in love with you, and can I get that promotion? Then you're getting twice.
Why do you have to shoot her down at all?
Yeah.
She's your boss. She's the boss. That means if she says you're going out, you are.
Yeah. That's the way the world works, Dave. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's insubordination, Dave.
Make that kind of thing get you court-martialed, Dave.
Make her make you go out with her, run that shit, run that flagpole, run that up HR's flagpole, and then she gets fired, you get her job, you get it three times.
Listen, you have a perfect out here, and it's that you don't think it's ethical. Say, listen, girl, I want us to be together. I love your look. I love your style. I love your ways and your moves. But I can't. Two people who both work at TJ Maxx in the infant and mom section, they can't date each other because what if it goes raw?
They become
but what if she loves you so much that like she quits her job? And then you're just like, oh, I was kidding.
Well, then if she quits her job, she's not your boss. Problem solved.
Oh, okay. I love it. It's win-win.
She can't make trouble. I mean, she could go out to the parking lot and slash your tires or something, but she can't make trouble for you in the office anymore.
I'm upset about how you think of TJ Maxx as some sort of feudal hierarchy where the boss can make you an indentured servant.
There's a tiered
system. You're my dating slave.
Yeah. I work at TJ Maxx. I'm a serf. It's great. The hours are awful, and I have to marry whoever my boss tells me to. But it's okay because I get an acre of land.
TJ Maxx named the business after himself. He's clearly a despot.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously. Right, exactly. There's a feudal
system. Tiberius Jonas Maxx is an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm naming you Lord of Incidentals. You shall be the ruler of all the intimate section.
I was going to say that TJ Maxx is part of the 1%, but I don't think I've ever crossed the threshold of a TJ Maxx. Is that a ladies' store?
It's like a...
It's an everyone store, Griffin.
The thing I know about it is that they provided most of all the outfits from Sally Jesse Raphael.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So most of her clothing came from TJ Maxx.
A lot of good looks on that show, so...
Yeah, and those glasses? Yeah, don't mind if I do.
I'll take two.
I'll take four, because I want to do it in 20 does. Speaking of 20 does... this has been my brother, me, an advice show for the modern era. Thank you so much for listening and for fjording into the next year with us, by your side. So much more good stuff to come. We had an amazing 2011 mainly because of you, guys at home listening to us. We got to do some live shows. We'll do some more this year. I'm sure of it, but thank you for all your support and spreading the word to friends and everything. Means a lot.
It means a lot to me.
It means a lot to me, I guess.
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for letting us use their song It's a Departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed, which is it still $5? I saw a tweet out somewhere that said it was $5 somewhere.
It was $5. I don't know. Let me check while
just buy it. No matter what. Doesn't matter what the price is. Just buy it.
It doesn't need to be $5.
It's so good.
It's worth upwards of like $8.
Yeah. In your, well, what?
Maybe more.
I would say
I don't know how money works.
I would say it's
worth it. I personally paid $15 for it and have not regretted it.
I bought the CD and then I bought it on vinyl. So I've spent at least $45 on that record.
Whoa. $45 and a lot of credibility.
Yeah.
Just buy a CD already. It was on the Amazon Streamies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're Streamos. Yes, you can get any Long Winters album right now on Amazon for $5.
Do that.
Trust me. Go there. Get Putting the Days to Bed. Get The Worst You Can Do Is Harm. Get When I Pretend to Fall. Get Ultimatum.
Do you know what you can get for less than $5? Any of the other podcasts, the delightful podcasts on the Maximum Fun Network. Go give them a try. Go Jordan, Jesse, go. Stop podcasting yourself. Judge John Hodgman. Get at them. Check out Bullseye. That launches this week. This Wednesday, I think. You're going to love it.
And if you're interested in working with Max Fun, I believe they're still looking for an intern. So if you're interested in that, you can go to MaximumFun.org/internships and check it out.
If you're in the LA, you just need to be in the LA area. Thanks to everybody who tweeted about the show with the MBMBM hashtag. I see that that our friend Richard Porzak not only tweeted about the show, but is wearing a My Brother, My Brother and Me t-shirt in his icon, so which is pretty amazing. Thanks to Bombs Fall, Durdlin, Stephen Kelso, the Mike Bachman, Devin Goodsell, everybody, Aaron M. Office Memo, you've all been so good to us this year. Lock by Proxy, everybody who's tweeting about the show, as always, Church's Wife and everybody, you really helped us spread the word and helped to help us have a great year. So
thank you, guys.
So we love you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This final Yahoo is sent in by Cody Cowan. Thank you, Cody. It's by Yahoo Answers user Ceci, who asks, what time does Pizza Hut open?
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
Thanks.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part.